Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
On this Monday, the day before the New York primary, we're getting really down to crunch time and more stumping going on, including by GOP presidential candidate John Kasich tonight at 6 p.m. in Schenectady. I know you'll be at that event. But before that, you were with former President Bill Clinton on Saturday, stumping for his wife Hillary in Albany, specifically Colony, and we'll see former President Clinton out in Buffalo today, and of course Donald Trump making some stops, including at a rally in Poughkeepsie. So we're really getting down to crunch time today.
Yeah, New York's time in the sun is about to end. As you said, Bill Clinton was here Saturday, basically called his wife the biggest change maker he's ever seen. Basically, the theme is that, you know, Democrats all believe in a lot of the same issues, but Hillary can get stuff done, Bernie Sanders can't. Governor Cuomo was with the former president on Saturday and made that case a lot more bluntly than Bill Clinton did. Today, both Cuomo and Bill Clinton will be in Buffalo and Rochester. Trump has a major rally today in Buffalo. Then also the Capital Region is going to get John Kasich. In a lot of ways, this is now the battle for second place. Kasich knows he's not going to come in first, but he'd love to beat Cruz and come in second and maybe pick up a number of delegates.
From there, you have an exclusive today. Big capital letters. New York adults sexually abused as kids get support from group of Democrats to push legislation.
Yeah, there's this big bill going around that would basically make it easier for adults who were sexually abused as kids to bring civil lawsuits and even criminal charges against their attackers. Right now, the statute of limitations for a civil case is up to 23 years old. You can bring a case for something that happened as a kid. The Senate Democratic leadership has put in a bill that would eliminate the statute of limitations, and it would also put private schools on par with public schools. Right now, if you were sexually assaulted in a public school, you would have to report it within 90 days, your intent to sue. It would do away with that. The 5-member Independent Democratic Conference is supporting that bill. Republicans are leery of it, but they seem to be on board to want to try and get something done this year to address the situation.
I've been talking with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joined us on Monday. And you can find out more at nydailynews.com. And Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.